It's a conspiracy, I tell ya. It's a conspiracy!
Conspiracy of the insignificant. Yeah, we've been gone a couple days. Those of you who follow regularly might have noticed. But strange goings-on in and about the Rubber Room Entertainment Labs. Mostly, I think, things with a positive spin, or I'm going to put a positive spin on them anyways, because there is, indeed, no point in dwelling on things one has no control over, especially those that involve the moods, quirks, and otherwise, vagaries of another human being's mind and opinions. Oh yeah, enough said on that. Oh man, and what have I been doing? I've been, for one thing, of course, with my usual view-a-rama online, I have found what portends to be is an absolutely undigestible, because it is so large, archive of Soviet and Soviet bloc cartoons on archive.org. I don't know how long they're going to be there. I would suspect not very long, because lately certain things that I thought would be up there forever have people have suddenly and strangely pulled them due to copyright issues. I mean, there was this huge one page with like tons of Bob and Ray. And one day it was there, and then it was gone. And the weirdest thing about that particular copyright pull is almost all of the component elements that were on that one big page are still floating around archive.org on clearly labeled smaller pages. I just don't understand exactly how that all works. But thankfully, I think as fast as people pull stuff off a little while later, it winds up back on, and entropy will kick in. The internet will, indeed, survive all of this stupid copyright stuff, because, you know, it's like, as fast as they lock it up, there's a new way of unlocking it. And like I said, they're arranged by, I guess, letter. And I have gone through the Z's, and I have started going through the S's, and it's just hundreds of cartoons, anywhere from 2 minutes long to features, and, you know, a lot of it, luckily there's a next button, because a lot of it, you know, number one, I don't understand the language, or it's just of a disinteresting visual or subject matter, but some of it, language or not, is just incredible. So I'm gonna link you, and hope it's still there when you wander over to see all this stuff, and I hope it lasts long enough for me to see it all.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh man, I just, yeah, this, as if you can't tell, this is a rambly episode. Walking the streets of truth or consequences, and what we're going to try to do here, 10 shows, 10 days, maybe even faster. I mean, I've never done a 2-show day, at least posting-wise. And there's no reason why I shouldn't, because unlike other programs that might be quote-unquote periodical, as I like to say, this podcasting, internet broadcasting, allows programs to be sporadical. And unless I'm addressing immediate political or emergency issues, one would hope that these are fairly, what they call, in the radio business, evergreen. Yes, an evergreen is a program that technically can be used at any time in radio vernacular. Ageless and ever. So let's see, what else have I been up to besides watching goofy foreign cartoons? I'm collaging again. My digital collages, which, if you are fascinated enough to check them out, they can be found at conspiracyoftheinsignificant.blogspot.com. That's where I archive them. I've also gotten involved again with redbubble.com, but I don't have very much up there right now. At one point, I was the co-host of the Collage Collaboratorium group on redbubble.com, and somehow or other it has landed back in my lap. So that's another project that will be, you know, the Conspiracy of the Insignificant is not just internet broadcasting and not just New Mexico's foremost musical combination. It's arts. In fact, this very week, if you're listening to these contemporarily, this second weekend in September will be Art Hop in Truth or Consequences from 6 to 9 Saturday night. And if you trundle into town during that time, you will get to see myself and Fruitcake Toothpaste at the Happy Belly Deli on Broadway, as Fruitcake is doing an art show of his own. Some really cool, it's assemblages of found objects from 3 different centuries. These cool little antique ceramic baby dolls inside of these bread pans, and they are mounted by a sort of tongue made out of a piece of an aluminum can that makes the little baby doll things bob up and down. And they are just that sort of creepy, chic, cool art that everybody should love. So, like I say, if you're in the neck of the woods, you should definitely check it out. And at some point, there will be images posted somewhere. No doubt, probably, you can always fan the Conspiracy of the Insignificant on Facebook, and a lot of this stuff gets posted up on that. I mean, there's just so many places to put so many different things. Anyhow, we will remind you that Conspiracy of the Insignificant is brought to you by Rubber Room Entertainment Laboratories and the Overnightscape Underground. As always, thanks for listening, and tune in again real soon.